I'm also thinking about getting a gun and dealing crack, being a crack dealer. But not like a mean crack dealer, but like a, you know, like a nice one. It's kind of friendly, like, hey, what's up, guys? You want some crack?
Welcome to The Hub, brought to you by the Fish Porn Crew. This is a podcast about fishing and other really important stuff that's not really important. I'm Josh.
And I'm Jeff. Go grab yourself a cold beverage. Sit back and enjoy, because The Hub starts now.
Hey, we're recording. Man, episode 18.
Can you believe it?
I cannot.
We got episode 18 plus one. We got another one kicking around too.
But, oh, yeah.
This is The Hub, episode number 18. Good morning, Josh. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you?
The beauty of the interwebs is that we can say good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and nobody will ever know the difference.
But, well, it could be a morning beer, I guess. Yeah, we're actually sure. Recording with beer, so yeah. It doesn't really matter.
The kicker is that, yeah, thank goodness for opening segments when we can run and get out something real quick and then go take a break and refill. Yep. So anyways, hey man, here we go again. We got a pretty cool episode coming up. We are going to be chatting with two members of the Pyramid Fly Company gang.
Yeah, Rob and Casey.
Yeah, and Captain Rob. And Captain Rob's in Fort Collins tonight, so we're gonna be doing this cross country thing. And Casey, I believe, is in Reno. So we are gonna represent the four major time zones. screw Hawaii and Alaska, but tonight at least. But yeah, it's gonna be a good time. I know both of those guys. I've hung out with them. I don't think you have, but
nope, I have not yet.
It shouldn't stop you from enjoying conversing with these two guys. So yeah, who knows what that's gonna bring?
Yeah, we don't have a clue.
Yeah,
we're just gonna have some fun.
Yeah. So we don't really have a plan. I didn't make any notes. I started to, and then just let it go from there. So, I guess before we get to that, Josh, do we need to cover any business?
Well, you know, big news for me next week. A week from. Well, it would be. Almost a week from tomorrow, or tonight, depending on when this goes, who knows. But next week, the premiere of Flatfish Arkansas happens. So
oh, cool.
I'm pretty excited about that.
Yeah, man, you're going to be a big movie star.
No, it'll be like 20 seconds. And
all right, so you're going to have a cameo. Yeah.
That I'm not getting paid for.
You're getting paid in dividends. Cool.
I get 1/10 of one penny every time it's played.
Oh, fancy. But geez, before you know it, you'll be able to buy something. Hey, speaking of buying 25 stuff,
cent,
dude,
25 cent pack of gum.
There you go. Hey, speaking of buying stuff, you got something cool that arrived at your door yesterday.
I did. Finally. Got my late Christmas present, my 8-weight wooded rod.
Nice.
So,
how's it look? Yeah.
Oh, it looks great. But we've had so much rain and ice the last couple days that I haven't been able to take it out and cast it. So,
okay. But, it looks good though. Initial report.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Probably Sunday. It is a white graphite rod, black wrapping, black logo.
Cool.
So, it feels good. I put my reel on it. So Sunday, it's looking sunny and clear, and I hope to, probably not on water, but I'll get out into the grass and put a shooting head on my floating line and go to town.
Nice. Man, that sounds good.
So, see what I can do.
Oh, very cool. Excellent. So, that showed up. Geez, what else do we have to cover in the business realm? Let's see. I went to the Iron Fly at the Fly Fishing Museum. If anybody was sitting there and something popped up on their phone and said there was a new podcast available, they might have heard about it, bits and pieces. I guess we should tell the people what's up. We have like a little bastard child podcast segment that we released yesterday. It's called The Quickie. Sometimes when we can't get together a whole show, I use the term quality very loosely. When we don't have enough quality
entertainment
stuff to make a full-on episode of The Hub, we've got this little segment called The Quickie, standalone show. It was exactly 10 minutes. It was planned, but it was also very cool. I had to insert one little sound clip at the end to make it go to 10 minutes exactly. So there's a new show out there by the Fishporn crew. And in the future, hopefully representing more of the Fishporn community, if you will.
Yeah, we definitely want you guys to call the hotline. 970-834-FISH, and tell us your fishing stories, tell us what's going on in your neck of the woods, and, you know, that will be part of a quickie episode, or when Jeff and I go to an event, you know, we're going to do some recording and talk to people, and we'll use that for, you know, the podcast quickie.
Yeah. Who knows? It was a one-shot deal for now, but, you know, Josh, believe it or not, we're getting quite a bit of activity on the hotline. We've got a few messages worthy of sending out that might get included in this episode. But anyways, we're just running our mouths here. I want to hear feedback from our listeners. Hopefully, they will chime in and let us know what's going on. I want to send a big shout out, speaking of listeners, I want to send a big shout out to Greg Brown. Dude, I hope you are doing better on day number 21. We're recording right now on the 21st. So that's day 21 for Greg. He knows what I'm talking about. Dude, I hope you're feeling better. I hope you're keeping busy. And we want to hear from you, Greg. Call the hotline. And let's get you set up so you can do a quickie. And talk to people.
And maybe we just get him on and do an episode, too.
Yeah, he...
Because he is one of our pig farm nor'easters.
Yeah,
so.
He is. Greg was featured just recently on the Remote No Pressure podcast.
Well, it's still not the Fishporn crew.
No, it's not. He actually was kind of in the dark about the Fishporn podcast arena. And now he's up to speed on it. So
which took a whole probably 30 seconds.
Yeah. So. anyways, Greg, just throwing you some love, buddy. Hang in there. You'll get through it. That's all I'm going to say about that. If he wants to go into more detail, if you know Greg, then you know what's up. So, what do you think, buddy?
Yeah, I say we take a quick break. Hear from our sponsors, and then we'll come back with our guests tonight.
Oh, we're going to hear from our sponsors? Okay, we can do that. All right. We'll kill the recording for a second. I'm going to go beer up. I'll hit play on the commercials, and don't change the station. We'll be back.
Hey, it's Josh here. I want to tell you about Woodard rods. They are great casting and handling rods that won't break the bank. I love my Woodard rods, and I know you will too, so check them out at WoodardRodCo.com and experience your next river with a Woodard.
Hey, it's Jeff here with the Fish Porn Crew. Wanted to tell you about Pig Farm Inc. The good people over at Pig Farm Inc. are all about getting outside, helping out the community, doing rad shit. So make sure you are a part of that community. Head on over to pigfarminc.com for all the latest details. That's about it. Pigfarminc.com.
Hey everybody, we've got this Skype thing going tonight, and we're representing each of the major time zones in America tonight. East Coast, Josh is in the Midwest, in Central.
We have our mountain guys.
Yeah, we got Captain Rob representing the Mountain Standard, and Casey's out in Pacific Time, I believe.
Yep, West Coast.
West Coast. So. What's up, guys? Welcome.
What up? Thank you very much, guys. Jeff and Josh, good talking with you.
Yeah, thanks for joining us tonight.
Rob, do you want to start and introduce yourself to our listeners?
Hey, I'm Robert Haggerty, a.k.a. Captain Rob, Pyramid Fly Co., CEO, fish bum. That's the whole thing. We're all fish bums, right? That's why we're here.
Yeah, allegedly.
The rest of life is no fun, man. Come on.
And
not at all.
Yeah. And speaking of fish bums, we got probably the biggest fish bum of us all. Casey, can you tell everybody what's up with you?
Yeah, I'm Casey Anderson from Pyramid Fly Co. And I definitely am a large fish bum for large trout out here at Pyramid Lake. And head guide and president for Pyramid Fly Co.
Cool. I hear you guys have trout that are at least 12 inches long out there.
Yeah, those are the freshly, they plant them pretty small usually when they do some planting. Yeah, no, we get excited when we catch something 12 inches because it's something cool to see that your trout might eat.
Nice. Well,
hey, it's the world's largest trout.
Yeah, we have really large trout, so actually it's pretty nice to see small fish when you do catch them.
Okay.
It just shows your class is going up and, you know, everything like that, a healthy lake.
Nice.
Well, having all the age brackets, yeah.
Maybe you guys can tell our listeners about Pyramid. A lot of folks have seen the pictures. Maybe they aren't really familiar with where it is, what's going on.
Captain?
Pyramid Lake? Oh, we're easy. Everybody likes to have a good time, right? So, we go to Nevada. And there you have Reno. Gambling, clubs, the whole nine yards. And 30 miles from Reno is Pyramid Lake. So, right up Pyramid Lake Highway, nice, easy drive. Our lake's roughly 34 miles long, 10 to 14 miles wide. Depends on who measures and where you measure it. We're 386 feet deep. We have a high alkalinity level, which means our lake does not freeze. This is the deepest portion of Lake Lahontan from back in the day. So we're pretty blessed here. It's known for its large cutthroat trout. And one of our species basically became extinct. They found the species. They reintroduced it to the lake. And now we have fish, you know, within 10 years that are pushing 25 plus pounds.
Wow.
I can break down what Captain said a little bit more, too, as far as just a quick history. So what he was saying is this is the remnants of old Lake Lahontan, and Lake Lahontan once covered almost a little over a quarter of Nevada at one point. And through the different years and the droughts and over tens of thousands of years, it started to, you know, shrink. Well, now Pyramid is the last large remnant of it, and we have what we think and what everybody else agrees is the largest indigenous lake trout, as far as, you know, trout that's not sea run or planted somewhere else. We have the world's largest cutthroat, and for about 50, 60 years, it was the largest trout caught by sportsmen.
Wow.
Until they started catching those big browns in the Great Lakes, and they got a couple of those sea runs in Europe. But until then, it was the 41-pound cutthroat that was the largest trout caught by sportsmen from about 1925 on.
Wow.
And before they went extinct, they actually used a commercial fish to lake to supply for all the gold rush and the silver boom that was going on out here in the West. And they, in their record books, have 50, 60, and 70-pound trout that they were pulling out.
Wow, that's huge.
There's pictures of trout leaning up against skiffs that are almost as tall as people. When you see that, and then that strain was reintroduced, the stuff that's out there, I mean, me and Casey, we look at some boils out there going, oh my goodness. And I'm like, that's like a 30-pound fish. I've seen enough of them from the wheelhouse, you know, looking in at the ocean. And these fish they're monstrous. Why we haven't gotten a 30-pounder yet, I don't know. But I'm leaving Sunday, so I hope within that 10 days I'm going to get that 30-pound mark and beat Casey, because we all have a $100 bet on this. There's like 15 people involved. So it's a good time. I mean, we're so fortunate to have this lake. And like Casey was saying, it's a success story. It really is.
It really is. Conservation-wise, definitely a success story.
Okay. I guess basics, why is it called Pyramid Lake? Is there something that sets it apart?
Yeah, we actually have pyramids that are formed from what's called tufa rock. And those are calcification deposits on top of rocks that end up growing from a lot of sulfuric activity and then our high alkalinity leaving deposits on the rocks.
Oh, okay. That
and
makes
they actually,
sense.
They actually form large pyramids. And the main pyramid is in the middle of towards the middle of the lake on the east side. And then we have a lot of pyramid structures up on the far end and north end of it.
All right.
They're actually really kind of hard to explain until you see them in person. You can't really grasp the beauty of them because they're very different. It's actually a lot like Jurassic Lake, but larger.
Interesting.
Okay.
So I think I've seen pictures of that, and I think there's also people on ladders and doing stuff.
Correct.
Fishing. Yeah. So do you guys fish from ladders?
Occasionally. We try to stay away from the actual A-frame ladders. We call those backbreakers. if you're on those, you're usually on a little bit of an incline or a decline, however you want to look at it. So it's kind of hard to stand on an A-frame ladder. They definitely help when you want to get out of the cold. But we actually have these custom chairs that are made for a pyramid, and they're actually step ladders transformed into chairs. They're actually metal frames with steps on it, and then there's a big platform, and then they have a boat chair for you to sit on too. And what that does is we have a lot of long sand flats, and we fish the ledges at the lake. We don't have a lot of structure besides, you know, different rocks on certain beaches, but a lot of our structure is just these ledges. So sometimes you need to go wade out quite a ways to get to the end of these sand flats. And if the water's really cold, you can put these ladders out and get out of the water, get out of the waves. You're a little bit higher for casting, and certain times of year you can see the fish cruising, you know, especially towards spring and end of spring.
So sight fishing for these giant Lahontan cutthroats.
Occasionally that, but generally it's just more for to get out to those drop-offs and stay out of that water, stay out of the waves, because we do get really windy here. winds, we get some pretty large swells. And fishing can be really good then, too.
Helps with your casting. There's a standing platform on it. It's all, you know what? It's all comes down to comfort and safety.
Exactly. Unless you, there's a lot of long days out there where you want to be able to at least sit down or stand comfortably to cast and fish all day.
Sure. So you guys actually take some folks fishing. People can book a trip with you.
Captain?
Oh, most definitely. Pyramid Flyco, your complete outfitter. We operate out of Crosby Lodge, which is located right on the lake. It's the only lodge on the lake in the little town of Sutcliffe on the Indian Reservation. And that's where we run our trips out of. We also live there, which Casey and I are very fortunate that Fred and Judy Crosby, you know, allow us these opportunities. And just go to our website, look at our trip descriptions. We do 1 3-quarter day trips, 1 day trips, 2 day packages, all inclusive, 3 day package, all inclusive, 4 day, 5 day, all inclusive. You know, look at our website, give us a call. We'll go over the details with you.
Excellent.
We just want to make it stress-free.
Oh, man, that sounds pretty good.
I know, I was going to say that sounds really good.
So that's pyramidflyco.com. I'm just flipping over to it right now. There's lots of information. Our listeners should go and scope that out. I just saw a picture of Casey right on there.
Yeah, so. I'm the guy with the face tattoos.
Oh, that's you, huh? All right. I hadn't noticed those before.
At first, sometimes it scares people, and then they love it at the end of the day. They're like, this is definitely one of the most memorable times I've had.
Awesome.
It's really easy to have such a good time out here. There's something about it that makes you fall in love with the place. And if anybody likes trout fishing, this is kind of like the stillwater trout mecca heaven.
Nice.
It is. Anything you want is right there.
Yeah, you can cast streamers on 8-weights and shooting heads, or you can indicator fish. You can nymph. You can do whatever kind of tactics you like and be pretty successful.
Excellent.
I mean, last week you guys got 6 fish, 10,000 above.
Last week we got 6 or 7 fish over 10 pounds and 4 over 12. And a few of those most of those were clients' fish.
Oh, wow. That sounds pretty good.
Yeah, one of them was a 14-year-old kid, and he caught a fish that he could barely hold out of the water. It was awesome.
Yeah, that kid's
that kid's ruined.
Yeah.
He's
going to go fish his river at home and catch a 8-inch brookie, and he's going to cry himself to sleep.
That's the problem, is we get all misconstrued out here because our average cookie cutter fish are those 20 to 24 inch, you know, 3 to 5 pound fish. And then for a lot of the local people don't really take pictures more than anything over 12 pounds. We talk in pounds, not inches. Wow. So if someone's like, oh, I got a 12 and an 18 today, that means pounds.
Wow.
I think, again, for listeners, just to get a visual on this, check out the Pyramid Flyco Instagram account. I think I might be looking at the picture of the kid that you were just referring to.
Correct.
These are amazing photos, and our listeners, if they're not aware, they need to be, and they need to start booking their trip right now. Amazing.
We got some pretty interesting fish. It's awesome. Pretty awesome.
Yeah, you guys have it made.
You know what? I'm going to say this because I'm old. I know it now. Okay, I'm almost 50. So with that said, I've seen the industry. I've seen numerous places. I've traveled all over to fish. I fell in love with Pyramid Lake. And the big fish, yeah, that's a part of it. But the people, they make it. They really do. It's not like fishing everywhere else, guys. I mean, the bonus is fishing, right? We all like to get out and have fun and de-stress. And the bonus is catching a fish. Well, right here at Pyramid, it's the guys that came out from for the first annual Ironfly that we had, Nationals. They keep saying, I got to make it back. That place is magical. It's magical. If you look at some of the video that we have on our website of it, it'll give you a little insight onto the people that are out there and that you get to fish with and be with. It's a community. You know, it's not this shoulder to shoulder, everybody cussing at each other. So with that said, then you can go catch 20-pound fish. You know, I think the place has a winning combination. I really do.
And it, fly fishing-wise, it also helps change your perspective on, you know, making, you know, fishing with your friends is one of the best parts about fishing, right? And here, it's not necessarily like a river or a lake or something where it's not appropriate to fish next to your friends or really close to people, or you can't, you know, come down and start talking to someone and fish next to them. Well, here it's pretty acceptable. And at first, if it's your first time here, it feels kind of strange where someone just comes right down and, you know, maybe they're standing 50 feet away and they're, you know, start talking to you, casting next to you. Well, even if it is you and 10 of your buddies sitting next to each other, everybody can still have a 10, 20 plus fish day. All kind of just talking shit and having a great time. It is a fishery like that where it's a little difficult to explain until you get here. And once you get here, it's definitely able to understand on how big and why this culture is so popular.
Excellent. And it sounds like it's super close to Reno. So if say a dude wanted to go, maybe his wife would have other stuff to do if she didn't want to go fish.
Oh, yeah, they could do spa days at casinos, all that kind of stuff. There's a bunch of stuff for kids to do. We've done bachelor parties where all the guys come out, and then they go party in Reno and do all the stuff there if they want to hit the casinos or the strip clubs or the brothel or whatever. it is Nevada, so it's the Wild West. You know, we got automatic firearms, hookers, legal pot. All kinds of good stuff.
It's Nevada. What can you say,
right? 24-hour alcohol at gas stations and most bars.
It's just a damn good time.
Yes, it's pretty awesome.
It is. We got people coming out to come fish from some of the pig farmers coming out. Redbeard's coming out. We're just going to go fish it and have some fun out there.
Nice.
Casey's been busy as a daylight. I'm glad he had a day off and time to actually be with us tonight. He's got to get ready for the next few days.
Yeah, busy couple days coming up. Some people might not know, but Casey, along with guiding, Casey does some other stuff. Casey, do you want to? I saw you in action in New Jersey. You had a busy day.
Yeah, that was awesome. That was really awesome. So I also do tattoos. I tattoo out of Reno at Black Cat Tattoo, and I've been doing that for 5 years now, a little over 5 years professionally, and then did a year and a half apprenticeship, and I've just been a fish bum tattooer for quite a while, and then a few years back got together with Captain, and we decided to get to show everybody else this place. But so when I saw you in New Jersey, I was tattooing at the New Jersey show. I had a tattoo booth, which was pretty cool. That was the first full tattoo booth at the fly fishing show.
Yeah, man, you were nonstop. That's all I'm going to say about that. You were.
Yeah, there wasn't not much of a slowdown period then. We actually had to turn a lot of people away, unfortunately. I wish I could have definitely tattooed all of them, but got to do a lot of fun tattoos. It's always good when you get to do a fishing tattoo.
Yeah, there was some good stuff coming out of that booth that day.
I appreciate it, man. Thank you.
I was going to say, shoot, now I know who to hit up when I need some artwork done.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, combine a trip, catch some big fish, get some ink done, and that sounds like a good time.
Yeah, if you like to get rowdy and get tattoos and fish, and I mean, if you're into large trout, you could also try coming out too.
I think this sounds like a fish porn trip. So
I think it does. You guys need to get out here.
Yeah,
I'm see, gonna we need to get out there for the pig farm big party at the end of the year.
So you guys called it the Nationals?
That's at the beginning of our season is the Iron Fly Nationals. And that's when a lot of the pig farmers from around the country will come down. We do all kinds of crazy events like the slingshots and beer chugging, rock throwing, Whitlin. That was a good one.
Fire making.
Yep, definitely. We had so many medals that Robbie made. I can't even remember what we did. But it was such a good time. We did over a few day span. It got pretty rowdy. That's when Kenny fell in the fire that first time.
Oh, yeah. That was a bummer.
Yep. Actually, Matt Schlitzky fell in the fire, too.
Well, that's not surprising there.
Yep, Matt's the man. But, no, it was awesome. We had a huge turnout at the actual tying event. We roasted two pigs this year. We did one on the Traeger, and then Jay did one on the rotisserie Jay style, Jay Johnson style.
Of course.
Right, always the famous Jay Johnson roasted pig.
So is Jay on his way out there with his Tenkara to hook into one of those? That'll
be April.
Yeah.
That'll be April. Yeah, he's coming out. I'm actually doing we're going to do we're going to do a trout camp for the for all the locals, all the native tribal members. We're doing a free trout camp, 2-day trout camp for them. It'll be tribal members only. It'll be free to them and get everybody fly fishing the lake that, you know, it's their lake. They should be able, you know, they should learn how to fly fish it. And,
yeah, is that sacred ground for?
They're all so nice. It's on the Pyramid Lake Paiute Reservation, and they're all really nice. I just would love to see more of them out fishing, you know.
Yeah.
And they have a lot of access to the lake that we don't, and you know our fault for, you know, it only takes a couple idiots to ruin it, and they had some vandalism on some of their more sacred areas and. And they kept it to, you know, tribal members only, which is 100% understandable. And they have so many, you know, a lot of cool resources that would be awesome that, you know, and I don't think they might just be overlooked a little bit because it's right there. A lot of times when things are on your, you know, your front door, they get overlooked. And I'd love to get them out. So we're going to do a trout camp and teach everyone how to fly fish.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yep.
That sounds like something Jay would be involved in.
Yeah, definitely. Jay and Redbeard's going to come out, and we'll have a big crew coming out. If you'd like to come out and help and hang out, please do.
Excellent. All right. So you mentioned that the Nationals were at the beginning of the season. Do you guys have a hot season? Is there a closed season?
Yeah, so our seasons run – it's October 1st to June 30th. In October, late season or early season, Jeff, you've seen our bait ball video, correct?
Yes.
That's early season and late season. So that was when we did that video was the first or the second weekend of October, not last season, but the season before. And what happens is we have our tui chub is our main bait source. And when the water's warm, they'll come up to that surface. And the trout will come up and hammer it, just like as you would see in the salt, where the seagulls are diving down, the grebes are diving down, trout are coming up, you know, the bait fish are coming up and splashing, trying to get out of the water, and the trout are flying out of the air, trying to catch, you know, grab these bait fish or knock them out and stun them. We have some drone footage of that on our website.
Oh, cool. So, again, listeners, check that out if you get a chance, pyramidflyco.com. Lots of good stuff to see on the website.
People wonder why the fish get so big. Look at the video. That just says it right there. With the amount of our bait fish population, all these fish do is eat.
Yep. Challenge.
Bigger and bigger and bigger, and I'm going to get that 30-pounder. So, Casey, you better have your money ready. Oh, somebody's going to get it.
Nice.
Yeah, we even got some side bets going on, too. So, yeah, there's a lot on the line.
That's cool. So, Rob, you said you're heading out there pretty soon?
Yeah, on Sunday.
Nice. What do you? What else you been up to? You been up to anything good in the Fort Collins area?
Not really.
No, you been fishing at all?
No. No. It's just been busy.
You guys are way too cold.
We are, and we got warm, so I can't go ice fish. I'm not going to go hit the tailwaters right now. My hips aren't the best right now at this point. So I don't want to go sit out there in 10 degree weather and freeze. How's that?
That's fair.
Yeah, sounds good to me.
I just get all my shit, done here and then go to Pyramid and do business. That's a great trade-off, is it not?
Yeah, perfect trade-off.
Casey, you know, not all of us are like Casey. You can just walk out his door and he's right there at the lake, you know, 24/7. So that's all right.
Yeah, somebody's got to do it.
That's all right. That's it. That is it. We're having fun out there, and I think everybody needs to go check it out. They really do. It's just when you get there, once you go, you know. You know, once you spend a couple of days there, you'll be like, when's the next time I can come back? And for you, the people on the East Coast, we're looking at flight prices. It's like $270 round trip.
Yeah, flying to Nevada is always cheap.
Yeah, because they want you to spend all your money on gambling and hookers.
Exactly.
To make the world go round.
Plus, they know that you might not get a return flight back, so they just get to keep your flight.
Nice.
To get there from Colorado, booked like a week in advance on Frontier is like $77.
Oh wow!
Holy cow, that's so cheap.
And it's also a pretty doable drive if you're not into flying.
Yeah, it's 14 hours from Colorado.
Yeah, I had looked
at the drive numerous times.
I had looked at it from Wyoming to get to the Nationals, and just with work and everything, it didn't work out. But it's super close. You know, the West is a big place, but it's not that big. If you have the will, find a way.
Oh, definitely. And then another thing, too, is we have a lot of free range camping as long as you're 100 feet from the shore and anywhere within, you know, the boundaries, obviously, of that West side that we can fish and camp on. You can pick any beach, essentially, and go camp on it.
Nice.
And it's just $15 a night, but, you know, you can tent camp, car camp, put up wherever you want, favorite beach, and go wake up and fish in the morning.
Grab your suitcase, grab your sleeping bag and go to sleep on the ground, which we see a lot of people do. Or we go cover people up, too much witch.
The white witch.
You got that one right. Hey, it's a... Oh gosh!
There's also a lodge out here too that has a lot of, you know, just a regular fishing lodge, a lot of little fishing cabins, big fifth wheel trailers, double wide trailers, all that stuff for people that actually don't want to camp but want to stay at the lake.
That's cool. Is that at Crosby's?
Yep, Crosby's has plenty of room. Usually March gets a little booked, so you have to book in advance. But most of the year they got quite a bit of rooms open there.
Nice. So for people wanting to do the DIY kind of trip, that's something they could do.
Yeah, definitely.
All right. Cool.
The place is so user-friendly.
Just please leave your five weights at home.
So with that in mind, what do you guys use to fish with out there? What weights are you throwing?
We're throwing sevens and eight weights. It depends on the different techniques of fishing. We even use a lot of the times two-handed switch rods for heavy indicator stuff, far, you know, a little bit distance casting, a little bit deeper rigs if we have to. And those are 11-foot 7-weights. And then I like a lot. We like a lot of like 10 and 11-foot rods, a little bit higher. Sometimes there's, you know, sagebrush or, you know, sand backdrops, rocks that you got to be a little bit higher up. So that extra foot helps casting.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
You know, the sevens and 8-weights, shooting heads, you know, floating line. Your basic trout setup's just heavier. It's a kind of in a mixture between salt and fresh.
Cool. All right. Well, yeah, hey guys, I'm out of beer, so I'm going to take a quick break, and we're going to reconvene here in just a minute.
Sounds good.
Everybody okay with that?
Yep.
All right. All right, everybody, hang out. We'll be right back.
This is Brother Sean of Brother Sean's First Church of the Good and Latter-day Dude, and you're listening to The Hub by the Fish Porn Crew. As a special offer, we will upgrade your $25 prayer for a $50 prayer and one sin forgiveness. So get those checks and money order in the mail today.
We are back from our little beer break. Hope everybody is refilled and ready to go. If you're just joining us, which you're probably not because it's a fucking podcast, but if you're just joining us, we got Casey Anderson and Rob Haggerty joining. Josh, of course, and I'm Jeff. And you're listening to The Hub, episode 18. We've been talking about Pyramid Lake. We've been talking about big-ass fish. And I'm hoping we can talk to these two fine gentlemen about their involvements in this crazy organization we like to call Pig Farm Inc.
It's the best organization.
Damn straight it is.
For all reasons. All reasons involved.
It seems to be Ironfly season right now, if there's such a thing.
Yeah, for some reason they're banging them off right now, and it's so awesome.
That's mainly because it's so cold everywhere.
Right, it's perfect. It's the perfect time for an iron fly.
Yeah.
And if you've never been to one, you definitely should go and just check on the Pyramid or the Pig Farm Inc. Instagram and see if there's one around you. I'm sure at some point there will be.
Or definitely shoot them a message because there's some getting planned all the time.
Exactly. And if it's something where you even want to plan your own and you've never even met a pig farmer in your life, if you get a hold of Pig Farm, we'll help you get one started. You know, as far as just kind of telling you, steering you in the right direction. You have all those guys in Vermont, so we've never even met, like Brian and Greg and Jay's met Kevin and stuff. A lot of those, you know, Vermont pig farms were going on for 3 or 4 years before a lot of the more original pig farmers from Colorado, et cetera, ever even met those guys. So that tour we went on last year was awesome, being able to meet those pig farmers that have been doing the thing for so long.
Yeah, you know, I've been to pig farm events all over the country. I've been fortunate enough to you know have lived out west, and it's really interesting to see the difference in what people are doing. My very first one that I went to was in North Carolina, and then to go and see some, I don't want to call them original style, but I'm going to go ahead and say kind of Western style iron flies out west. The guys in Vermont just did an amazing one the other night. Listeners might have seen some pictures on the Fish Porn Instagram. I know that Casey and Rob, you guys were there for that one in Edison, and that was one of the best iron flies I've ever been to.
That fucking hurt me.
I mean, people were getting capsized, and then, you know, things got crazy.
Yeah, I mean, it was awesome. And for anyone who doesn't know what Ironfly is, just quickly, it's where we all get together. You get together at a bar or any sort of facility, I guess, where you can do a lot of drinking and partying. Everyone comes together and ties a bunch of flies, whether they're never type of fly before or you're the best tire in the world, you all sit down and have a good time. We do a bunch of different little events, blindfolded, left-handed, etc., everybody can win prizes, and a lot of people get to learn how to tie flies who maybe might not have originally.
Yeah,
and that's kind of the main purpose of it, is just building that community.
I think one of the highlights that night in New Jersey was that dude that had never tied, and he walked out with, I think he got a new rod.
Yep.
I mean, he just walked with a, you know, maybe a new hobby, maybe a new lifestyle. Who knows?
Yeah, oh, he's hooked. I'm pretty sure he said that's like the coolest thing that's ever happened to him.
Yeah, I mean, the dude just showed up with a friend. So it's all about just, you know, bring a buddy. Like these guys said before, if you want to throw your own, on the Pig Farm website, pigfarminc.com, there is some information about throwing your very own iron fly. You know what? It's a big community. Grow it. Be part of it. If you want to throw a party, make it happen. Get your friends involved. Grow the community. And it's just, you know what? At the end of the day, it's a great reason to get together with good people and kind of tell them what's up. Tell them how we do things. You know, if you enjoy fishing and tying and drinking beer, then there's a reason. Have an iron fly. Don't be afraid.
You know, I 100% agree. And, you know, the nice twist to this is, you know, everybody hears the beer drinking, the partying, that type of thing. Well, we also have, we give back for the community, and we do a lot for our waterways with the Get Trashed program, where we have a contest to who picks up the most trash and who gets a newbie into their first fish, those type of things. So that's just really true and dear to Jay's heart.
Yeah,
there's these river cleanups.
And to me, those are the most fun. One of the most, you know, fun pig farm times I had was that Delaware River cleanup.
Oh, you guys got how many tires?
We got 72 tires. We had like 4 drift boats and 4 to 6 kayaks, but we got 72 tires and filled the drift boats where we're Nicky's hanging off the side of one of them. Redbeard's like hiding in the, he was so skinny he could hide inside the middle of the tubes. And then Jay's trying to row by where Redbeard's trying to navigate him because he can't see from the tire walls. It was awesome. We fell in the water all the time. We're diving in, getting, you know, tires and propane tanks. And the stoke level was very high, which made it really fun. And the water was, it was a beautiful river with, you know, warm water and everything. It was perfect. A bunch of people got their first fish on a fly rod. It was awesome.
Awesome. And, you know, like you guys were saying, all the tires, when Jeff and I were over at Hardly Strictly last year, you know, we were trying to fish for muskie, but we ended up just getting bored and just picking up trash. You know, once you're bit by the pig farm bug, as I like to say, you know, you just start looking and you notice all that stuff. And, you know, you want to clean up the waterways because you want it there for the next generation.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely.
One of the craziest things, Casey, when I met you, it was in Vermont. And that was one of the cleanest places I've ever seen in Vermont. But we still were able to, I think we were still able to pull quite a bit. I know my boat had a lot of stuff in it that we took out of that river.
Yeah, I mean, we picked up as much as we possibly could. I remember that. But we ended up, that was the only one we ended up doing, actually ended up doing a decent amount of fishing because the river was so clean at that one.
Yeah, that's
it. It worked out great because we were on the road for a while and did some, you know, good amount of cleanup. So we were pretty tired. And it was nice to be able to pick up as much as we could, but still get a little bit of fishing in.
Yeah, you guys were on the road a lot.
Yeah.
What'd you guys do? 10,000 miles?
Yeah, let me finish with that. So when we ended the tour, we did one in the Truckee River, which the Truckee River starts in Tahoe, runs through Reno, and ends in Pyramid. And that's our water system. And we did a river cleanup, joined Keep Truckee Meadows Beautiful, which is an organization here in town. And then we joined the Renegades on the fly. And throughout town, the whole river cleanup did 15 tons of trash.
Wow.
Yeah, and then just our little section, we did about 7 or 8 utility truckloads of trash just in our area. We had a flood recently, so we picked up a lot. But that was at the end of that tour you were talking about there.
Yeah, you guys kept going.
Yeah, we that was an awesome tour, and I met so many awesome people on that. Traveled all over the country, flew into Minneapolis, drove to Pennsylvania, drove to see you guys in Vermont. We drove down to New York City, we went to New Jersey, and we drove to Tennessee. We hung out in Nashville, did an Iron Fly there, went to Fort Collins in Denver. Then we went up to Portland, fished in Washington a little bit, hung around there, and then went down and did, and then ended up here at Pyramid.
Wow, that's quite the loop. Rob, did you get in on any of it?
Nope, I just had them here for like 10 days at my house, living here.
Yeah. Lucky you.
Yep. That was a great time, man. Great time.
Yeah, you had a good group of guys then come to visit then, that's for sure.
It was good. And then the opener, we all had a blast out there. You know, that was our second year doing the event. Everybody had a great time. Some good fish were caught. Some good fish were lost, but that's just the way it is. I still keep talking about the one I lost. Oh, well.
Always one of those.
Yeah, it keeps you going back for more.
Oh, yeah.
It nice. Does. I've once you go, you're done. You're toast, guys. Jeff and Josh, once you go out there.
Oh, yeah. I was schooled out pretty hard a year ago. Actually, no, this is a few years ago. I was schooled out pretty hard, and ever since then, my addiction grew worse.
Yeah, that's how that works. Do you guys have any? Do you guys have any people that come out and see you every year? Are people making it an annual trip?
Oh, our return clientele is actually really, really good. Everyone just has a great time out here. Every time they end up bringing more friends. We had a group that their first year was two or three of them. Their second year was four or five, and this year they have about eight or nine.
Wow.
Yep, and then a lot of return clients that want the same dates that they had last year for, you know, love their routines. And then a lot of new people coming in, a lot of people in the local area that can fish it all the time. And if, you know, want to learn, you know, just do a quick day to learn how to, you know, get dialed on the lake and fish it for themselves, or people that want to come and just have a good time.
Nice.
I'm getting like all jealous right here.
I'm not
going to be
too.
Able to fish it for a few days. Gosh.
Yeah, well, you could be 3,000 miles away like I am, and that just makes it that makes it even worse, Rob. So
I know, I just got my new 8-weight and I'm thinking, "Man, can I get there here really soon?"
Yeah.
I had to go park by the water to get service so I could throw a rock at the water right now.
Oh, we all hate you, Casey. It's all right.
I just had to rub it in.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
But I know what he's got to do after this. He's got to go tie flies. So
oh, yeah.
I'm like, all right.
Casey,
really, really long days here. Full days can be pretty long, definitely. And you got to get early and, you know, get your spot, or at certain times of year, there's some crowds on certain beaches. But that's part of the fun, too, is all your friends come down and fish. But, yeah, definitely some long days.
Casey, do you have any
16-hour days?
All right, so you're tying up patterns. Do you have some patterns that you've come up with that are successful?
I'd say so. Right now we're fishing a lot of chironomids. Through the season, though, it definitely varies on what we fish. Early seasons, a lot of tui chub streamer type patterns. We do a lot of, you know, for stripping, we actually strip floating flies with sinking line off the bottom. That's a really successful way to fish for us. Whether with boobies or these popcorn beetles, either the boobies or these flies that are, they're essentially like dumbbell-eyed streamers or clousers, but instead of weight, you tie cylinder foam, which makes it kind of float and suspend there. And then we have popcorn beetles, which is a 3 millimeter foam folded over from the back with a lip on the front. and gives it a nice wiggle, kind of like a gurgler, but a smaller version. We fish a lot of balanced leeches, which are leeches that the weight is in front of the eye of the hook on a pin, and it sits perpendicular in the water, or compared to your lines, and it sits parallel to the bottom. So it does a lot, has a lot of jig motion. And then we do a lot of nymph and chironomid fishing.
Do whatever a dam takes. Give me a spinning rod. I don't care. Let me cross their eyes with a marabou jig. Let's get serious. Time to go to work, man. Gosh. Yeah.
All of us fly fishing purists get all frustrated when captain comes down sometimes with the jig rod, because there's certain times of year where jigging off the bottom and throwing, you know, marabou jigs and different stuff and vertical jigging can be really, really effective. That's a, and a lot of that reason is, you know, a lot of fly fishermen kind of overlook gear fishermen, but there's a reason they're so successful. And if you, you know, a lot of people think that they're doing things different, but essentially it's the same thing. Those balanced leeches and even those floating flies off the bottom are the same motion as jigging. It's just a different way of doing it, because when you strip it down, it'll sink, you know, you'll pull it down towards the sand and then it'll float back up. But it's the same motion.
Excellent.
Yep.
All right.
They love their wounded bait fish. And as the old timers say, if you want to catch big red, you got to be on the bottom. Which isn't always true, but I like old timer sayings.
Heck yeah. All right.
I just want to go fish. Trust me, it's killing me. Talking about it. It's I'm telling you, Jeff and Josh, Jeff, you and I have fished a lot of the same areas from where you were out here, you know, out in Lander and such.
Right.
And, you know, our own secret little areas we go to that you just can't wait to keep going back. Well, that's Pyramid.
Nice. So it sounds like the secret's out, though, and that's a good thing, because and you guys are making a lot of people think twice about Nevada.
Yeah, we need to make sure Casey stays employed.
Turns out some of the largest trout in the world are in the Nevada desert.
Yeah, I think we've had this conversation on the show before. You know, the stigma of states that aren't very fishy. And I think Nevada comes to mind when people think of not fishing. I think a lot of people have in their mind that Nevada is just the big desert and that it's hot and that there's not a whole lot of water. But, you know, if you think outside of Las Vegas, you can do yourself a favor.
Yep. Up north here in northern Nevada, we actually really don't consider Las Vegas much of Nevada.
No, it's just, what is it, just a tourist trap?
Yeah, tourist trap, Sin City.
A black hole.
Yeah, the black hole, the soul sucker. A lot of northern Nevada is a lot of ranches, and it's pretty similar to Wyoming. You know, you have a lot of ranchers and cowboys and small towns, but we actually do have quite a bit of water that people don't know about, which is, for us, on some occasions, pretty cool.
Sure. So in that case, it's like Wyoming, where you just say, Nevada sucks, stay away.
Right. Sometimes, you know, yeah. And, but, you know, Pyramid's different. You know, I mean, everybody what my favorite part about taking people out here is every day I take someone out, they can catch the largest trout of their life. And most people, you know, I mean, in the average fish is, I mean, you catch a 24-inch cutthroat in your river near you and you're pumped. You know, I am. I would be pumped if I caught a 24-inch cutthroat.
Heck yeah.
So, I mean, you know, for that to be sort of the average fish, and then people can, you know, eight to 10 pound fish is becoming more and more common with year classes going up. So that excitement and the look on people's eyes when they just hold this disgustingly large fish that blows their mind is sometimes the best part. Most of the time.
Sure.
Well, average.
Go ahead.
When your average fish is 3 to 5 pounds, how can you not? You can't go wrong.
Yeah,
you really can't.
Yeah, and for a lot of people, that's the trout of a lifetime. So it sounds like you guys are doing it upright.
Man, we're just bringing fun back to the sport.
That's what it's all about. If it's not fun, then why bother?
Yep. That's the best part out here, and that's really why people keep coming back. Is yeah, the fish are big, but it's just a different fun experience and it puts fishing in a different perspective. Again, you know, there'll be beaches and times of year where yeah, you'll be fishing next to some people, but I've met some really close friends just from fishing. This whole business has started from Captain and I met at Pyramid.
Yeah, that's what your guys' website says, that everybody involved. You guys all met there. How cool is that?
Yep. All my good fishing buddies, you know, a lot of my close friends, everyone, yeah, met out here.
Very cool.
Well, I'd encourage I would definitely encourage our listeners again, start with pyramidflyco.com. Check out the Instagram. What else, guys? What else should they do to get pumped up and start thinking about taking a trip with you guys?
The hardest part is buying a ticket. Once you buy your ticket, you're good. And you have to go.
And, you know, since you're so close to Reno, you know, you've got a nice airport there that you can fly right into.
Oh, and it's quick and easy. It's quick to leave and it's quick to come in. And within 45 minutes, you could be at the lake.
We did it I picked up Rob Stout. One of our fishermen here, guy that ties flies for us, little kid that started out with Pig Farm. Badass tire, little Rob. DJ Fly Fishing, I think, is his Instagram. But he's a badass kid. He came out, and from the time I picked him up to the time we got on the lake and him the rod in his hand was 45 minutes.
Wow. That sounds
yeah,
all
so
right.
It's so simple. Hell yeah, that's going to be me on Sunday.
You're going to be rigged up in the car and ready to go.
Oh, Casey already said he's got everything set. So I'm just going to come to the location and put on a rope fest, I hope.
All right. Yeah. Well, I hope we see some pictures from that, Rob. We're looking forward to
definitely tag us in those pictures.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Cool.
You guys just got to figure out when you guys are going to come out. We'll talk offline, talk about schedules.
Yeah, we got to make this happen. It's not a matter of if, it's when, because this sounds good to be true.
It is. And, it's a good time.
Yeah. And you know, one of those other things that was too good to be true was our Super Bowl bug contest that we were both doing and that we had no entries in, so you didn't get to send anybody, you know, the hat.
Oh, swag.
So what are we going to do to entice people this time? You know, now that we're actually talking and people are listening.
I'd like to suggest that we start with some photos. Obviously with the Instagram, it's such an easy platform for people to share some scenes of what went down. I would love to see some people tag you guys in some photos. I know we have some listeners from Nevada that are frequent guests in the area with you guys. I think it would be pretty cool if people could throw it up on the Instagram and share some more, you know, encourage us all to get out there sooner.
100%. Yeah. Just tag us on Instagram, throw up a fish photo, tag us on Instagram and hashtag Pyramid Flyco, and you'll be entered in there for some swag.
All right. Yeah, I think there's some swag kicking around. So maybe some more details will come to light in the next few days.
Sounds good.
Cool. Probably a day or two after this podcast gets uploaded. So
yeah.
So we'll officially launch it.
I know, guys, you have some East Coasters definitely rocking some Pyramid hats lately. Awesome. Casey, I think, what did we give away, like 20 of them that night in Edison?
Something like that. Yeah. We got quite a few out there.
Yeah, it was good. You had some people that will hopefully be coming out to visit you pretty soon.
Yep.
I know. Yep. I know Captain made it happen with a few of those events in Edison. I know the other night, yep. I had some swag that was handed out at the Ironfly. So the good word is getting out there. So
awesome.
Keep up the good work, guys. And I'm just so glad you guys could both take some time to be with us tonight for this show. We appreciate you helping us out and being a part of the podcast.
Thanks for having us on.
Yeah, we're pumped to be your brethren from the pig farm as well. That's what it's all about. So
thank you for all the support, guys. That's huge. What you've been doing, the participation with Pig Farm, you know, you guys getting the cool attitudes out there. That's what makes the difference. That's what I think drew us together also, Jeff, is just your attitude, man.
Yeah, and it's such a small world. I mean, the fact that we were geographically, you know, hanging out in the same areas. And, you know, sometimes it takes a good organization to arrange the handshake.
And the crazy thing is I used to live in Denver, and this was right before I knew anything about Pig Farm. And I wish I'd have been around when I was there, because I'd have loved to have been part of it at that point.
Man, I was there at Ironfly number one, and it's so great to see it all grow. Oh my goodness. Yeah.
Hey, when I first met Jeff on the Vermont, when we were floating around, I knew he wasn't from the East Coast because he was rowing his drift boat with a cowboy hat. I was like, this guy's from Wyoming or Colorado.
Yeah, I'm the most East Coast guy ever, but the West lives in me. So
yeah.
I might not live in the West, but the West lives in me.
Yep, it showed out that day.
Yeah,
that was fun.
Yeah, see, that's what I enjoy about those days of get trashed. You guys know, you know, you take people fishing and something clicks. Either you love it or hate it, and I love it. My days on the river guiding, it's so rewarding just to be on the sticks when somebody hooks into a fish. You know, because then
100%.
You've got a part of it, no matter what. Like, you know, I'm just trying to throw out an example.
You're ingrained in that person's life forever.
Yeah, no matter what. You know, maybe they had a lousy day fishing, but if one thing comes out of it, you know, maybe they caught their first pike. And, you know, it's just cool to be a part of it. So
Exactly.
You know they're going to look back and
do it.
You know, they're going to show their kids, you know, and there you are, Casey. There you are, Rob. Exactly. You were there for it.
Exactly. And then you give them a tattoo and they really can't get rid of it.
So.
Oh, the tattoos. You know what? That, it didn't go that bad. I mean, what? We had one complaint where an officer came up. Casey, you tell the story because it's funny.
Some older grumpy guy, I assume. Anyway, somebody called the police on us while we were at the tattoo booth. And the police officer came up and thought it was hilarious that someone called and ended up hanging out for about 30, 40 minutes showing his tattoos and talking about fishing and everything like that.
Nice. All right, Casey.
The cops called on us.
All right, Casey. Yep. I'm going to totally put you on the spot here, buddy. I would be willing to bet that you get I don't know how many people a day that probably have to show you their tattoos. Can you name the worst one you've ever seen?
The worst tattoo I've ever seen?
Yeah.
Oh, man, I've seen some good ones.
I'll bet. Because, you know, for anybody listening, that's how Pig Farm, that's part of the legend of and the lore of Pig Farm.
Bad
tattoos.
Nikki's got one of the worst ones I've seen.
Is it?
Like it's that toilet with the scratchy lines.
Nice.
Like a leaking toilet or something like that with scratchy lines. That one's pretty bad. I did tattoo a soaring eagle yin yang dick on a lady the other day. She was like 60 years old and just had wanted a dick tattoo and the yin yang were the balls and it had eagle wings on it. Her and her husband.
Wow. You can't make that stuff up, man.
No, no, no. Yeah, that's just a recent one. I mean, there's all kinds of good stuff. But on the tour, you see a lot of good ones. The Iron Flies, when they ask to see people's bad tattoos, it's pretty awesome. You usually get a woman that has a tramp stamp. It's not very good. And then you get a couple guys that have, you know, one guy that has like a pretty decent tattoo, but he thinks it's bad, or his buddies say it's bad. And then you get a couple people that have some really bad ones.
Yeah, they're like awesome. Like a dick chicken.
Yeah, the dick chicken's up there too.
Yeah.
The dick chicken. Yeah, dick chicken's toilets. Yeah, I've seen all kinds of good ones.
Yeah, you get you always get the female that gets a dolphin tattoo when she's young, and now that she's older, it's turned into a blue whale.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, the 90s tattoos. The 90s weren't the best times artistically for tattoos. But a lot of people got tattooed in the 90s.
Yeah, that's kind of where it became accepted, if you will.
Yeah.
It was more of a social norm then.
Exactly.
Hey, I've got my pig farm tattoo, so.
Yeah, bud. Nice. What do you got?
I've got the four circle emblems.
Awesome. Oh, sweet.
Awesome.
So.
Yep.
I'm a part of it till I die.
Yeah, you are. Yeah, you are. I think once you go to Iron Fly, then you're a part of Pig Farm till you die.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Guilt by association, can't help it.
Yeah, you can't undo that. So, and there's probably photographic proof of it out there as well.
Oh yeah.
All right.
Young or old, it don't matter. Iron Fly, Pig Farm ain't good for you. It is.
Yeah.
I'm like, look at all you guys keeping my ass young.
See,
it's plain and simple.
Well, it's all in your head, Rob. It's just a number. So.
Yeah. Okay, we keep it young. Pyramid's fun. Keeps me going. Really does. Helping me slow down and other things. So it's kind of nice. Having Casey run the operations and everything out there, couldn't have picked a better partner and a better man. You know, they say tattoos are distracting. I'm going to use that word. Well, you know what? Don't judge a book by its cover. Plain and simple.
Yeah. Amen to that.
Hey, they all have stories.
Oh, everybody. And last thing I checked, we all bled red, right? So
yep.
That's I'll leave it at that.
Yeah.
I'll leave it at that.
Anything you guys want to get out to our listeners before we start wrapping it up for the night?
Yeah, if you want to get on some fish, the season's really starting. Casey's getting into these things. Give us a call. If you want to figure out what to do out there, you know what? We're free and open to give information, guys. You know, it's not all about the guiding. You know, it's about the sport. You know, give us a call. We'll give you the lowdown. You're doing a DIY. We can get you taken care of. We even do a guide and go where we'll guide you for a couple hours, get you set up, you know, put information into your head so you can fish the other days. Whole key is we just want people out there to have fun and enjoy this unique fishery. We really do. So give us a call. 1-877 PFC Flies, FLYS, or get a hold of us on social media. Yep. Come have fun.
Excellent.
It's worth it.
Cool.
Yep. We're always throwing up fishing reports and all that. So you always check it out.
Yeah. If our listeners are not, if they're not checking out your social media feed, they're missing out.
Yeah.
Oh, and if
you like a big fish.
If anybody else wants in on that $100 bet, just, you know, get a hold of us. We'll put your name down
for
the first 30 pounder.
Yeah. First 30 pound fish caught on the fly. $100 $100 bet. I think we're like $1,500 for the winner right now. And it's growing.
Nice.
And we do side bets. So,
yeah.
You know, it's like you have a fantasy team, right?
Yeah.
Put together your team. Hey, we have fun out there. There's a lot. Hey, it's Nevada. What can I say?
Yeah.
Yep.
Very very cool.
But hey, when you come take a look at us, look at also Crosby Lodge, everybody. You know, that's going to make you go, oh, wow, I can get my food there. I can get a place to stay there. I can get gas for my vehicle there. I don't have to go into Reno. Everything you need. Excellent bartenders, great bar, great atmosphere. And you can't really miss a Friday or Saturday night karaoke with the Rock Doc. Oh, my God. There's some videos going around, especially Jay, the famous, you know, Jay singing, and I think Hell's Angler, buddy of ours, Chad, has one of me that's out there floating around somewhere. Yeah, I kind of want to try to get my hands on it.
Yeah, make that one disappear from the world.
Amen.
Sometimes it happens, right?
Oh, it does, man. It's always a good time. That's what the song was. Nothing but a good time.
That's right.
You know, how can you resist? And it doesn't get better than this. It really doesn't. So come check out Pyramid Lake. Jeff, Josh, you guys rock. You know, Jeff, we got to get back together again.
Capsizing.
No capsizing this time.
Yeah, we're going to be capsize free. But, you know, thanks for helping me right the ship. And, you know, everything worked out, rallied, and surge through it. So thank you, sir.
Well, shit. What you guys did to set up that show in New Jersey, come on, man.
Oh, big ups to Chris on that one. So,
well, it took a team. It took all of you.
Yeah. So we had a great time. Rob, it was good to see you there. Casey, it was great to see you there as well.
Yeah, you too, buddy.
We had a lot of fun. And shit, the next time we need to do a cross-country iron fly, just give me a holler. And we'll make it happen.
Sounds good. Yeah. Sounds good. Will do. Hey, I appreciate you guys having us on here.
Yeah, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, thanks for being on.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys. It's been a pleasure.
Yeah.
Definitely has been.
All right, guys. We
and I'm going fishing.
Yeah. Yeah. At least somebody is. All right, Casey. Keep him in line, will you?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Thanks, guys.
Later, everybody. Have a good one.
All right.
See you guys.
Hey guys, this is Karen Miller with Zen Tinkara, Zen Fly Fishing Gear, and I just wanted to let you guys know about an unbelievable opportunity that's coming up this summer. June 22nd through 29th, Zen is hosting a big fish Alaskan Tinkara adventure at Rapids Camp Lodge in King Salmon, Alaska. It's 7 days with flyouts daily, everything included except for your flight to Anchorage, but Anchorage to King Salmon is also included in the package. Gourmet meals and just tons of fun, as well as instruction from me on landing big salmon and silvers and sockeyes and possibly some kings, all on a fixed line on Venton car rods. So I'm just really excited. We have about 4 slots available, and you know, we'd love to get it out there. So if you have any questions, feel free to give me a call at 844-10-CARA. Thanks so much. Bye.